I'm live over here. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live from inside the main build facility here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, and we reverse the angle today, so you actually get to see the famous Woodward Fabrication wall. I'm Tom. There's the ladies, man. All know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bubba. It's Friday morning. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing good so far, man. Just a lot of stuff going on here around the facility, as always. A lot of good stuff going on, man. Every arena in our facility is under full production right now. I mean, we literally have, I've never seen more paint jobs come out in 1 week than I have in probably a year. I kid you not. We've
finally
so many of our big projects that have been 6 month, 8 month, 10 month, 12 month projects for paint and body, even longer than that, year and a half long projects, are now under
finally starting
incredible, beautiful coats of paint, and they're going to start hitting our live streams here very soon. We love it.
We do. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode's brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique, Dickies, nope, fake, huh. We're gonna talk about the shorts we got on here in a second. Monkey in Paradise. The Social Vodka. Bub, what's your paradise?
My paradise is Monkey in Paradise. I mean, what is my paradise?
Last night was an amazing time at Jumbie Bay with all the guys from Monkey in Paradise, Seth, Frankie, Alex. Everybody was out there, Bub. We were out there. My good friend, best friend, Mr. Mark Brown. Boy, ladies and gentlemen, if you only knew some of the fun things that went on behind the scenes, it was such a great time. TonyRienzi.com. Tony was there with us last night as well. It was an amazing time. Bub, yesterday's episode was extremely well received. Everybody loved what you were doing, talking about carburetors and everything like that. But first, Bub, yesterday, before we went to Jumbie Bay, a certain event took place. Would you like to take us through it?
Well, no, I mean, so we went to the gym yesterday afternoon. We had a great workout. We killed it, lifted really hard, and then sure enough, we had to go meet with all the guys, Frank, Seth, and Alex from Monkey in Paradise Premium Vodka, which, by the way, just won the double gold, dude.
Double gold, people.
You understand, that is being told and being given the award and the honor to be able to post that on your full bottle labeling, double gold award winners, world's best vodka. That's incredible.
That is incredible, Bub.
Pretty solid.
For sure. So you know what? We took the commitment. We went to the tattoo parlor yesterday, Bub, and wouldn't you know that Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, Bub and I decided to take the leap, and we all went and got Monkey in Paradise tattoos.
True story.
Mine actually is sitting right here.
Look at that.
Right there.
Why is yours already scabbed?
That's the color blue. Bub and I do all of our tattoos together. We got the same color blue, and the orange is for my beautiful bride, Robin.
So everybody wants to know, what's your paradise, right? So here, what's your paradise? There it is.
Here's Bub's paradise.
MIP in the palm tree.
Right there, there's his monkey in the palm tree running down his side. The palm tree is representing beautiful South Florida.
So technically it's kind of like hashtag what's your commitment. See how full circle everything truly is and how loyal you are to your brands and the commitments that you're engaged with, the guys that you're in bed with, all the way across the board, us, MIP, TonyRienzi.com, Miss Outlaw Boutique, every one of them, absolute success stories, pushing to
right
the top,
on,
and they're not going to stop till they get to the
right
top. It's that simple.
Right on. You stay away from the drama. You stay away from the gossip. Don't let people pull you down because they're jealous. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a perfect example. Like Bub said, Monkey in Paradise has been the most amazing sponsor in our 14 years, 10 of which we've been doing entertainment stuff. They've been just the most amazing sponsor in the world. MonkeyInParadise.com, TonyRienzi.com, just an absolute animal. Having a great time in the tattoo parlor with us yesterday. Good morning to Alex from Monkey in Paradise. Good morning to Robert Simmons. He's up there in Northern Virginia watching us. I know you guys don't think we're watching you. Good morning to Seth, and good morning to Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, rally champion of the world,
dude.
Now out of retirement, Mr. Gio Hammerbeck. Big meeting this afternoon with the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports rally driver, rally and drift driver. And we have, I believe, the former rally, the head of the rally department, or Rally Race Division out of California. We're on a phone call with him and Rolly this afternoon.
So really good.
A lot
really
of technical good. Stuff going on.
Yeah, chiefs all over the place.
Oof, man, it's
crew
everywhere.
Chiefs everywhere.
There are crew chiefs everywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, Bub did order us Dickie's shorts. Mine are too long, and there's way too much around here. You can't see the great definition of my legs.
Yeah, but so you have no idea why I bought them this long for you.
Why? I know one reason why, so you can cover some things up.
No, it wasn't so you look like the SoCal lookout.
Like father, like son, you see.
Listen. This guy right now, totally
monster.
Relevant.
Monster.
This is because if you are like everything that I do, has to be 100% functional. Gotta look good, gotta be functional. So let me tell you something. When you have this style environment, you're probably going to be up and down, on the ground, inside, outside, maneuvering in places you probably never thought
you'd. Or you could be sitting on your ass running computers like I do in the back office for Bub's career.
So
do I look cool, ladies and gentlemen? Just tell me, do I look cool? Yes or no?
This has nothing to do with cool, but watch. You ready for this? So when I kneel down to put the lift underneath of a vehicle, you ready? Do you see this right here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see how my shorts
are? I see the outline of your chapstick.
Don't worry about the outline of my chapstick. Do you see how my shorts right now are touching the floor? You know why I did that? I bought them with a 13-inch long inseam to cover the kneecap.
I'm going
to
leave mine just exactly as they are, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you want to bend down and get your knees all scraped up on a rock or on the floor, or
no.
Maybe a metal shaving
smart.
In the shop?
Very smart.
Right? Pretty smart. This guy,
smart.
He wants to go with the freaking like booty shorts up here and roller skate around with his junk hanging out like some 70s disco night. That's what he'll do in the shop. Hey guys, just checking in on the progress. He's got the four wheels on his thing with the brake on the front.
Absolutely. Seth from over at Monkey in Paradise said, beyond loyal. We are, brother. You guys are very, very good. You've been the best sponsor in 12 years of entertainment that we've ever had the honor of doing business with. Tony Rienzi, Miss Outlaw, Monkey in Paradise. That's called family, brother. But we're going to jump into this thing. There are different types of ignition systems out there available on today's cars, okay? An ignition system consists of several different items.
Yep.
You have to get spark down the line inside of the cylinders to ignite the car, the fuel and the air that has been brought in from the carburetor that you explained yesterday.
Yeah, so on the heels of yesterday's conversation about air fuel delivery, starting with carburetors, moving into some of the injection components that are out there, these systems are very sophisticated and you guys have to take and make them hand in hand. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer, whether you're another builder, whether you're just trying to build a little project on your own, or maybe you're just curious about the way the systems work, they are very, very detailed and very specific, man. You have to make sure that these things work one with another. It's just that simple. So in terms of building engines, in terms of modifying stock engines, in terms of doing direct fit bolt-ons for, you know, better efficiency, reliability, fuel mileage, you have to know how to make those components all work together as one.
Jennifer Robertson, our ceramic application sponsor, just said that she thought Layla was the fashion expert. In fact, Jennifer, you're right. Layla is the fashion expert.
Where do you think I got these tips from on the Dickie shorts?
Right on. We will be seeing the Robertsons back here live with us in the next couple weeks. Buzz was down
Dude,
in Louisiana.
Did you see that Denali he did? Let me tell you, not only was...
I'm telling you, the nano products are the best in the world, man.
The color of that paint, I want to say it's almost like a candy red, the way the color looked, but it was just a mass production, right off the showroom floor, that sort of paint job. Base coat, clear coat, nothing special, nothing over the top. When Bud showed those guys how to lay down that nano ceramic finish, I watched the whole entire process before, after, start, during, every piece of it. I've never seen just depth come to paint. It literally looked like it had a candy coat put on top of it. The depth, the angles, the way the lighting hit it, beautiful.
Yeah, that we've been a little bit quiet about the nano ceramic
coming, dude.
Because Bud's been down in Louisiana the last week and a half. They landed and he went straight down there to Louisiana. I think he sold a bunch of cases down there. We got to find out more about the good stuff going on over in the Robertson camp. But they'll be back down here, I know, for Cars and Coffee coming up. And there's going to be a much larger display, much larger to do going on.
Oh, very
there.
Good. Yeah. Last month when they were down here, you know, checking out Cars and Coffee, man, people don't understand. When you go to the Cars and Coffee here at Palm Beach Outlets that John Zelinga puts on and Max puts on, that show is not a Cars and Coffee that is like Cars and Coffee worldwide. That is, most Cars and Coffees pull on average between 100, maybe 250 cars. Yo, guys, this is 2,000 plus cars in one spot with 20 plus thousand people. That is a lot for Cars and Coffee, a 3-hour event while you're sipping your freaking early morning coffee, or whatever your choice is that early in the morning. There's a lot of people, it's a big gathering, and you don't understand how to go in and work with that until you have been there and done, and you're like, holy crap, I need to bring something big.
We invite you all down, and the weekend before that, maybe what we'll do is we'll have an open house here for everybody. If you come down, we'll go out, everybody comes down, we'll go to dinner at Jumbie Bay or something really fun. We'll plan on doing all of our audiences invited down, cover your expenses, but we'll all go to dinner, we'll go to Jumbie Bay, and then we'll all go to the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee in the world, where we're featured out there.
A lot of good stuff, man. Yeah. A lot of good stuff.
Will be here as well. So.
And we're going to have a lot of rides getting ready to roll out of this facility here, man. So you guys stay tuned for what's going on.
A lot of good stuff.
Everything that we're going to be showing at Cars and Coffee, at Supercar Week, at Boosted Bash coming up in California. Any of you West Coast fans, we are sending the 2017 Turbonetics Mustang EcoBoost 4-cylinder.
You'll see that
600
on,
horse.
You'll see it on Instagram today.
That'll be on Instagram, and it is going on display. See it in person. Get in the car. Sit in the car. Scratch the freaking car.
No, don't get. You're not allowed in the car. It's locked. It's just going to be on display.
But you...
No. Nope.
You wreck everything. So
The Bubba Edition.
You can't just take it all for yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call a distributor. This is a conventional distributor, Bub. I'm going to step off set here and grab a screwdriver open this so you can see it. There are several different types of ignition systems. This is one of the most basic, but it's one of the most complex. And that's why I chose to allow Bub to talk to you a little more. That's why I chose to have Bub share with you, because this is complex. You don't just have a distributor, you also have a coil that works in connection with this, Bob. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to turn this over to you. Please explain to everybody what a distributor is. It distributes, and I'll get a screw.
What? Are you, that's it? You're just leaving?
Yeah, I'll go ahead.
It's a flathead.
Flathead.
All right. So he just left me in charge here, which is never good, by the way, because typically things go wrong, or I do the split personality thing, but he's here today, so I really don't have to do the split personality. So what you're looking at right now, this is just a mechanical operation distributor. This runs off of the camshaft of your engine. This is what was very early model, all the way back to the early 1900s. This is the way the distributors operated. They were cam driven. Now in today's vehicles with electronic ignitions, you are using crank triggers, you are using cam triggers, all sorts of electronics, pickup modules, trigger assemblies that actually tell an ECU, an electronic control unit, how to take spark, how to receive signals, send signals, and tell each cylinder what to do. So there's no more of this. There's no more of 8 contact points, 10, 6, 4, depending on your system, what your engine size is. You don't have any of those brass contact points, poor wires, poor connections, the crimp style fittings that actually go onto your wire. It's old technology. However, this stuff still works great. Every one of the rides that rolls through here, when it comes from a vintage standpoint, guys that have these true numbers matching cars, Corvettes, Ford series, a lot of high value classics, cars that haven't been butchered or murdered over the years, and the guys want to just retain that full stock look, we always go to Pertronics for every one of our setups. They have billet style distributors, they have them in factory style finishes, so you can literally take electronic ignition, whether it's a flamethrower 1, 2, or even 3, which is now built in rev limiters, much quicker on startups, very efficient. It's all hidden under this factory distributor cap that looks stock, all under your engine bay, and you can literally run all modern components inside of your factory appearance.
So, Bob, they call this a distributor because it distributes spark to each one of the cylinders. Underneath, Bob's going to demonstrate here by removing this distributor cap, the spark is transferred down the line by what we call a spark plug wire, or an ignition wire, if you will. It looks like this, and it has a boot on each end. Early applications did not have boots, so you had to be very careful or you'd be shot. These boots sit over the top of the distributor cap. So they do it in a fashion like this. Inside of this boot, inside of this 45 degree boot right here that we have, there is a brass contact, okay, and a carbon fiber wire. The example of that is right here. This is crimped to here, which allows spark to travel through it and from the cap down to the spark plug itself. This boot is designed to insulate. Underneath this cap are what we call contact points, and you can see the brass inside of it. As the rotor, which Bub is getting ready to demonstrate, passes by each one of these brass contact points, spark, an arc is caused, sending spark down this line and over to your spark plugs. Bub?
Over to me.
There you go.
So as he just mentioned about the rotor and the way It spins and sends spark from the center post and the cap itself, which is generated from the coil, which also is generated from the pickup itself, the electronic pickup here. This is an igniter 2, I believe. It says, this is an igniter 2. Every one of these things, again, at Flamethrower site, you can literally go out on Pertronics and see what each module does, igniter 1, igniter 2, and igniter 3. Any chance we get, we always go igniter 3. It is the newest, it's the latest and greatest. It gives you the best possible system out there. Comes with the built-in rev limiters. Very efficient, very reliable. The spark is absolutely incredible. I think it's over 300 times spark output and efficiency over a set of points, which is incredible. So as this cam in your motor spins this shaft gear to gear, just very much like a ring and pinion setup, anything you can match gear to gear with, transmission, any of those components, it spins this. You can see the top is actually spinning where the rotor button is itself. This rotor then transfers from your center contact out through the end and distributes spark to each cylinder in its specific firing order. And that's where you have to make sure whatever motor you're building in terms of Ford, small block, Mopar, any of those, you know, your firing order has to be 1/8, 1/4, whatever your firing order is, you have to have it set in that particular, not only direction, but also in the actual counterclockwise or clockwise rotation of what the distributor does itself versus what the camshaft does. Some will spin counterclockwise, some will spin clockwise. So you have to make sure you not only have your rotation set, but also your firing order set properly. Then you can start going into the next steps of tuning.
Bob, let's talk a little bit about something you mentioned was firing order. And many of the manufacturers back in those days printed the firing order on top of the intake manifold, which is what the carburetor sits on to bring air and fuel in. Firing order, ladies and gentlemen, is very important. Why is firing order important, Bob?
Well, firing order is important to the fact that it is a synchronization of what the ignition is doing off of what the engine is doing. So when I just mentioned like Chevrolet's, the 1/8, 4/3, 6/5, 7/2. So that is
the number of the cylinders as they're firing.
Correct. So that is the firing order for most small block Chevrolets, unless you've done like a 4/7 cam swap. A lot of guys do that and they get a little more performance out of it. But 99.9% of the time, it is that standard firing order. It's run like that for 40 plus years. That system is an exact relation to what the engine does as it spins over rotationally in the direction it spins. On small block Chevrolets, harmonic balancer, the crank pulley spins in a clockwise direction, much like many of the others out there. So as it's spinning in a clockwise direction, it's cylinder 1 up, cylinder 8 up, and continues so on throughout the entire thing. It's very important that your firing order of your ignition matches that exact operation, so you don't have pre-detonation, you don't have retarded timing where you can detonate, you can ping, you can cause all kinds of problems, destroy your valve train, destroy your internal engine components, and it's just terrible for efficiency and performance as well.
One of the things, Bob, I think is very important to share with people, if you do a tune-up and you're not acclimated to doing tune-ups, never, never, never take all of your plug wires off at one time. Do them one at a time. Bob's very meticulous in his building when he does ignition wires. He uses sets such as the street fires that are, he cuts to length. He doesn't go with a standard set out of the box. He trims everything to a certain length and hides them away so your eye is left with the beauty of the motor, not the ugliness of the ignition wire itself.
Yeah.
So you must take your wires and do them one at a time, Bob.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much stuff out there, man, and we could just go on and on and on all day about this. But there's so many pieces that you have to understand. Just like I continue to give the same advice, I almost feel like it's the same thing, but it's just do your research. It's that simple. You have to know what you're trying to build. If you're just doing a, you know, let's say, for example, guys out there who just want to, like we're talking about, classic cars, maybe they have a mechanical vacuum or a mechanical distributor with a vacuum advance system, nothing wrong with that. That's a very good setup for the street. That means it mechanically advances. So if I were to hold and lock down on the camshaft gear, you can actually advance the weights inside the distributor. Most companies will come with about 20 to 24 degrees of mechanical advance. So that is what you're going to get centrifugally as this spins and as the speed rotates faster and faster. Most of these come all in advance is what you consider it all in. So your full timing that you're gonna get out of this thing usually happens between 2400 and 3000 RPM for most off the shelf distributor companies. It's the way they're built, they're fairly generic. Underneath of this rotor button is two centrifugal weights and a set of springs and bushings. So you can change all of those and custom tailor them to your engine application, whether, again, it's automatic, whether it's a manual transmission, whether you have 411 gears in the rear, whether you have 478s in the rear, or 323s. So you can change and custom tailor everything so your engine responds to your entire drivetrain, and it's super smooth, with no lag, with no hesitation, with no hard, you know, throttle spots where you're kind of working the clutch, working the gas, all at the same time if it is a manual car. Or if it's just laggy and just feels low power when you have an automatic, you go to step on it, just, it just takes forever to get going. Typically, that's in your tune.
One of the things, Bub, that in 76, the manufacturers did for reliability is move over to what we call HEI ignition. Please tell us what HEI is.
So HEI is high energy ignition. That is a very high voltage system. I think that was, it was super mid-70s for sure.
Yes.
All of GM rides switched over to it. However, it did go to an internal style cap and coil assembly where right here, like this distributor, you have 8 points on the cap and you have a center point for your coil. The HEIs went to a very large, bulky style distributor and cap assembly that had a coil, a square coil built into the top of it. Nothing wrong with it, super, super clean, really efficient. Anytime that I can run an HEI in a carbureted application, I do. All inside of the cap itself. You literally take it out of the box, you stick it in, you set your base timing, and you plug one wire into it. You just need a key on feed with a crank hot, it's done. And then it has an output for attack. It's that simple.
This, Bub, is an example. This is a coil for a non-HEI ignition, which would be parallel to working with this system here. Vinny, our exotic car specialist here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsport, says he's loving our shorts, by the way, Bub. This is a coil. There's a positive and negative, as Bub just shared with you. This coil has two windings inside of it. There's a primary and a secondary set of windings, and it's filled with a liquid. These were common failures and have stopped cars from running up until the mid-70s when they got hotter, they broke down, Bub. Coils typically don't go spotty. They either work or they don't work. This takes the voltage, the low voltage that comes in, boosts it, turbocharges it, and throws a very, very strong spark down the line, which is what causes the explosion, the controlled explosion inside of your engine, Bub.
Yeah, a lot of key components here to ignition systems. Everything is all about doing your research. On that box, you can actually see, this says it is a 0.6 ohm coil. Every one of these, again, this is people just, too many people out there will just pick up the phone and say, hey, send me a 12 volt coil. Bro, it is not that way. You can't just call and ask for 12 volt coils. You have to know what you're building and what your ignition system can work with. Points take certain coils and ohms. Condensers on point style systems take very specific coils and ohms. They will burn out. They will cause your car to run like crap. Although you may have a car that's running really good, but maybe you're down at idle. The thing will just be hesitating and running very, very rough. Poor, terrible at best, maybe makes half the power it should. Most of the time with point style systems, it's nothing more than a little tiny condenser that is literally causing the system to ground out. It's that small, it's that cheap, typically between $3 and $5. That's why people get away from points and condensers. It's terrible,
yeah.
It's not efficient, it's not effective, it's old news, it's gone, it doesn't work like you want it to work with today's components.
Especially if you put a coil like this on a point type system, you burn them right out.
Right out, you blow it up, done. It's done.
Or if you leave your key on to listen to the radio in the accessory position, that'll fry a set of points as well, especially if they're in the closed position.
It will, man, and that's what people don't get to. Anytime that you have any sort of point style system where you are not working with an electronic pickup, a magnetic system, it doesn't know what you're trying to do. It literally just opens or closes. It's power and ground. That is the way the system works, and it can short itself out literally in a matter of two songs. If you just, like you mentioned, turn your key to ignition hot, you're listening to your radio, not knowing you're burning out your points and condenser, then you go to start the car and it's running like poop. That's exactly why. It's something's already burned out. Typically in the condenser side, starts fading all the way through the line, the points, and then into the coil. And then before you know it, you're rebuilding everything. And by the time you rebuild those,
you could have just bought $100.
You could have bought this system here, any of the Pertronix lines, typically between 80 for their igniter series and then 150 for an igniter 3. You're not spending that much money for what you're gaining out of it.
One of the things, Bub, a term you used, I want to make sure everybody understands, rev limiter.
Yeah. So rev limiter is on any style point system, on HEI systems, stock application stuff. Most style distributors do not have built-in rev limiters. Built-in rev limiters are what you hear on a lot of track cars. You hear them on a lot of newer cars. Every car that is built today has a rev limiter. It is literally a safe fail for your engine, so you can't over-rev your engine. Too many guys out there will literally go and run their motors to 7,000 RPM. Internally, these things are only capable of certain RPMs. If I'm talking small block Chevrolets, small block Fords, I said yesterday between 5,200, 5,500, maybe 6 pushing it on a good day, depending on your valve train system so you're not hurting anything or damaging anything. The ignition systems will keep going, man. they'll keep going, and so will the motor. If you can rev it, it'll keep going to it. You will blow something apart if you're over exceeding what that can do. It's like trying to lift weight you can't lift. You're trying to do something that's not meant to happen.
Exactly. Or for example, get on a treadmill, set it on as high as it can, and try to run. Your legs just simply can't keep up. It's different with the exotics that we deal with, Bub.
Yeah, 10,000 to 15,000 RPM is no problem.
That's no problem. Why? Because the piston is not as big around, and the stroke is much longer, so it can take that heavy RPM. An American-made car, V8 muscle, develops its power from a much different source. Bigger pistons, shorter throws, so it doesn't rev as hard. But the torque you get is incredible, though.
Yeah. So a lot of key points, a lot of stuff that you guys have to make sure you do the research, man. It's that simple. There's a lot of good components out there. A lot of guys with modern cars looking for direct fit bolt-ons, looking at going with like E3 series spark plugs. Very good spark plug, upgraded system. A lot of guys running boosted applications run the NGKR series. Really good plug. It's been around for a really long time. But again, that's when you get into a whole another thing where it's, is my plug too hot? Is it too cold? How much boost am I running? Am I going to blow this thing out? So you have to understand what you're trying to do, how you're trying to build it. Take the time and do the research. It's not just, oh, take this set of spark plugs and take this wire because it looks like it'll fit on my car and stick it on. You may create spark. It's not going to be effective.
There are different widths, and they gauge it by millimeters, different millimeter width ignition wires.
Yep.
That's just a quick primer, ladies and gentlemen. We want to throw some of the ignition to you to follow up with some of the stuff we shared with you yesterday. It is Friday afternoon. It's time for Bubba's Exotic Motorsports to get ready to start their daily or their weekly cleaning, Bub. Mm-hmm. We close up at 2:00 and we start cleaning here. Let the guys have a beer and relax and let their hair down a little bit. Very, very hard.
No, really hard, man. And you know, I talked about it yesterday. People don't understand, you know, the time that goes into doing these things right. Not doing the job, but doing it right. There's a difference there, you know. And, you know, for examples, like the F-150 we built for one of the ball players, that was 3 days on a cat-back exhaust system because it wasn't done right, and we had to take the time. You can't rush stuff like that. You just go slow. You go step by step. You get the correct parts, and you do the job right, whether the client's a little upset or not. Hey, it is what it is, but when it goes out of here, BEM sends it out right, and that's the way it goes out.
That's exactly right.
Same thing on the Mustang hood. I was 4 days into wet sanding and buffing.
Yeah, 4 days. And people don't get that. It's very hard, Bob.
Yeah.
You've got one that's a ball player that's going out to Arizona. We're being, held hostage by the lighting coming out of a major lighting source.
Yep.
And we can't get it in here fast enough, man. And it pushes back your shipping times and delivery times, and everybody gets frustrated. Nobody understands.
Everyone thinks you snap your fingers and it just happens, and it doesn't go that way at all.
But everybody owns body shops and they know.
Yeah, okay.
You know how it goes. But tomorrow on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, we will be bringing you Doing It Bubba Style from our broadcast studios here inside the administrative offices, 100 grand worth of material in there, so that we bring you the best quality out there. It is the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We'll be joined by Mr. Dennis Overholser from Painless. They need to jump in here. They're going to be a sponsor of the rally car as well. Tomorrow we'll also be talking about, it's a big day. We're going to be, we'll have the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Rally and Drift Driver who came out of retirement to take on the seat, Mr. Gio Hammerback, the world champion and the legend himself, will be on the air with us tomorrow as well. So it's going to be a great day tomorrow on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network podcast. It'll be a lot of fun, Bub.
A lot of good stuff, man. So stay tuned till tomorrow's podcast.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I want everybody to have a good weekend out there as well. We'll be seeing the Robertsons coming back down for, the June 11th Cars and Coffee event. I invite everybody to come down. Let's have a big monkey in paradise. Let's have a monkey in paradise Cars and Coffee bash June the 10th.
Okay.
Right?
I guess. I'm not going to be here. Sorry, bro.
Where are you going to be?
We're in California. Did you forget? I continue to say
we are in California. That's correct.
Boosted
yes.
Bash. We are definitely in California.
Let's do it for July.
Yeah.
We'll have to let the Robertsons know as well. We'll be in California. Yes, we are in California. Let's do it for the July.
All right, I got to go. Dude, July come on. You're just mumbling on about nothing over here.
So we'll do it in July.
It's okay.
Okay, Bub. So take us on out of
that's
here.
That's it.
Until tomorrow.
Keep on doing it Bub style.
Ladies and gentlemen, set out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Open the door for somebody who's got their hands full, or an elder. Shoe somebody who may have holes in their shoes, or feed somebody who's hungry. Join us tomorrow, 9:00 Eastern Standard Time on our Facebook page for the number one rated motorsports podcast in the world. Until then, let's keep on doing it, Bubba style.